The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, September 29th, 2024. Broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. If you're searching for a clear, unbiased, science-based view of how to slow your aging, decrease illness, lose weight, maintain fitness, and optimize your total nutrition, all with a hint of humor, Vital Health Radio may be your home base. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the PhD of Waffle House. I'm the PhD of Portofino's now, but he's the PhD of Waffle House, Clint Powell.
Oh, yeah, and our colleges, our universities are right next to each other.
In fact, I was there last night drinking.
So was I. I was at Waffle House last night with my son. What time?
I pulled up at 4:10 and I left at 5:30.
No, normally we go at 5, but last night my son didn't get off work till late, so we didn't go till 7. So
you got seed oils and sugar at 7 and chemicals.
Yeah, okay.
Instead of 5.
Oh, no. Way to make it. See, we're a minute and 12 in. Good job.
Well, I never get to 2 minutes.
But okay.
It is what it is. It's just reality is the name of the game. And what I did was I had meatballs with no carbohydrates. It had a little tomato, that marinara on top, fantastic at Portofino's. And then I had my normal broccoli. People can predict what I eat. And then I had a salad with my own, because I'm so picky, olive oil on the salad. I want to tell you an olive oil story real quick.
It
was on the notes for later in the show, but I want to make sure I get this in. I have a rep who comes to me. He lives out of town. He lives in Atlanta, and his name is Lee. And he's about 46, I'm guessing, and been very devoted person in the nutritional field of being a rep, you know, visiting stores, listening to seminars, putting together plans for promotions and all this. Great guy. And so I really pushed him to do blood work at Nutritional World, because he is, like everybody, he's an aging piece of equipment. And just like your car, you've got to figure out what's going on. Or like my airplane. I'll use the airplane, because airplanes like mine, you have to do an annual. An annual means they tear every piece down every 12 months and put it back together. And I can tell you, after having 12 annuals done on the plane, there's always something that needs to be tweaked or fixed or adjusted. That's why when we do this, we prevent deaths. Because we might crash, and if we do, it's not a good scene.
Right.
So I had him do basically his annual on blood work. Physicals do not give you the blood work that you need, because insurance is limiting the amount. So he did the big panel, had probably, I'm guessing, about 4 yellow flags. They don't get red normally, red flags, until about 50 plus, maybe 55. Well, yellow turns to red, so here's the time to fix these things. So I talked to him about eating at least a no-carb breakfast, using 50 grams of protein and making a protein drink, or eating foods if you choose to do that. But you need 50 grams of protein and some healthy fat and no carbs at breakfast. That way you set yourself up for success for the rest of the day. Was cholesterol was too high, his blood sugar was a little too high, a couple other factors were elevated. So he comes to me yesterday, and this is the true schedule of events. He comes to me yesterday, and I sit down with him. I say, oh, great, we get your new blood work now. This is about 4 months of time. So I look at the old, look at the new. I love doing this. And again, I'm not treating medical conditions. I'm empowering the patient or client to put together a plan of action for graceful aging. So I look at it. His cholesterol was down about 28 points. His triglycerides really didn't change much, but his HDL, which was pretty amazing, most people who drop cholesterol, their HDL, supposed good guy, goes down. Well, his didn't. It held firm, which is a good thing. So I was like, wow, another great little plus. And then I looked at the things that I talk about, like Dr. Peter Attia, ApoB and lipoprotein A. Those are the two of the lipids that you will not get tested at your doctor because they are a decade behind. Those are the ones that will cause your death of cardiovascular disease, which is the number one killer of everyone. So not testing means you're walking blindly into the fog, just like flying into the fog with no instruments. Mm-hmm. So I look at his ApoB. It went down about 14%. So I'm like, okay, it's not fantastic, but it's very positive. What did you do, Lee? What supplements did I put you on? Because I don't remember. He said, well, Ed, I honestly got to be honest with you. I got the things that you said, but they're on my counter in my house. And if I'm passing by the bottles and I have a glass of water, I'll stop and take them. But I just don't really do it. So how in the heck did you get these numbers to change? He said, well, the only thing I did really was I did do high protein breakfast, but I did this very high quality olive oil, 3, 4, 5 tablespoons a day. He said, I really felt the olive oil is like a magic elixir. And I was like, so all you did was olive oil, except maybe a day or two a week you did supplements? He said, yeah, yeah. The power of good quality olive oil. And did you buy the Life Extension olive oil?
No, I did. Yet? I've done it once, but I've got a bottle. The reason I haven't bought that one is because I'd already bought another bottle. So I'm going to get rid of this one. I don't want to waste it. Yep. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a picture of it when I get home, mm-hmm. and I'm going to send it to you. And you can say that's pretty good, or you'll go, no, that's what are you doing? You might as well drink trash.
No, it's not trash, but it's the amount of polyphenols in olive oil that causes these great changes. And now he was drinking a brand called Terry Limeron's that's equal to Life Extension. Terry Limeron is a company that we sell their products. We don't sell their olive oil. And right. Terry, I saw him again at the health food show a few weeks ago in Orlando. And he is 84 years old, a dynamic individual and amazing health because he does take about the supplements I do. He eats very similar to myself, and he does exercise a lot. But he posts from Italy all the time because he is a connoisseur of olive oil and feels it's a miracle. Well, I've never seen anybody who got changes this dramatic just by 3 to 4 tablespoons of this olive oil.
See, and I only take one a day, so I probably should take more.
Yeah, at least two.
Yeah, I should be taking one at night then before I go to bed. I take one every morning.
Yep.
So.
Yep. I want to catch up real quick here, at least not that anybody probably really cares. Just, you know, it's the same kind of old thing. But where did I eat this past week? Well, I ate at Mallory's again. What's the new restaurant at Harry's? Next to Harry's.
Oh, Malone's.
Malone's. I ate at Malone's. Fantastic. What did I get? I got filet and I got mushrooms.
Did you call it Mallory's? That's fantastic.
Okay, thank you.
That's great.
I am a little bit not as clear.
Well,
as
all my
I am
sugar's really not affecting my brain. According to you, though. Yep, Malone's good. I think I might end up going to Harry's again this weekend. It's a good place, too. I've not been to Malone's, though. Is the food good?
It's about the same food. It's just a bigger selection of finer food.
Well, and the steak's there. Have you had a steak there yet?
That's all I've ever had.
I was going to ask, is it as good as Ruth Chris? Better? Or
better than Ruth Chris.
Oh, good.
Absolutely fixed to perfection. I do tell them to only use salt and pepper because I'm always afraid MSG might be in something. But they swear it's not. They went back and checked in the kitchen. And
I'm looking forward to having their steak. I'm a steak guy.
Oh, you're going to love the steak. Now, I did get mushrooms with it, and I got their salad.
Okay.
This is the one time that I am not going to worry about seed oils. That salad, which is a bottomless salad, they keep bringing all you want, is like something I remember from like college days of somebody making it in the family.
Yeah, just a good old-fashioned homemade salad.
It's so blended up, and it's not heavy with dressing.
Good.
Perfect taste. I'm salivating right now. Actually, a little bit of it just dripped on my pants down here. Then I went to Acropolis, which I go see Betty every week. They have my lamb burger, broccoli, and a Greek salad. And then I went to Cheesecake Factory, got my Steak Diane. It's the only thing I eat there. It's the only thing I see healthy.
Yeah.
Steak Diane, mushrooms, and broccoli. And then I took my friend Brian to First Watch. He'd never been there. And they have some pretty good selections there, better quality food than most places. And, of course, Portofino at the what I already talked about.
Yeah.
So we are updating my tequila card. You know, my tequila card is a business card I've printed that I give to all the waiters and waitresses and servers when they want to make drinks.
Because right.
if you drink my tequila the way that it's supposed to be, like Portofino has on their menu, actually named it after me, Edward Gray's Tequila Elixir, it will not cause insulin nor blood sugar increase in most people. Mm-hmm. I've seen that with someone who did a continuous glucose monitor who drank different alcohols. When they drank my drink with lemon, has to have the lemon, limes don't work, it will somehow seem to blunt the effects of blood sugar, which means you won't gain weight anywhere near as much. But we're updating that card that I hand to all these people. And what I thought about is one of the things, like you are a quick thinker, Clint, about promoting, but I put on the back of the card a QR code with the YouTube video where I rate all 10 alcohols.
That'd be good.
So I'm just going to give these to people now.
Well, so just to be transparent, I took you to a lunch meeting this week with a bank contact of mine, and you had gave her the tequila card.
Oh, I did, yes.
She sent me a text that night. She went and got it, uh-huh. all the stuff, made it, says it is delicious, and she loves it.
Super.
So she actually went and bought the exact tequila, everything. So
and did you're the out shaking, there spreading. The
she did exactly. She sent me the whole picture of the kit on the counter. You're changing the world, one convert at a time.
And we did get 1 million views this recently on Instagram for my post on Bragg's apple cider vinegar being removed from Nutrition World due to the fact that we just feel like the corporate buyout also did quality buyout. They just did some major changes. Well, why? So the stockholders would be more pleased, because they cut corners somewhere. I can just tell you, because I know it all too well. So I was thrilled to have a
And then we saw
views.
Another Instagram influencer share it.
That's right.
Or YouTube. I can't remember. Somebody shared it.
She did. And she had over 400,000 followers.
Yeah.
So that was fantastic. Last thing, at least on a personal level, I've been doing the Ruck Pack again. Ruck Pack is like a backpack that has weights on it. It's 23 pounds. And I'm also doing sled pulls backwards.
Yep.
Now, what I've learned by doing sled pulls backwards is this is my weak link in the chain. Weak link in the chain of hip. This is where I can go forward just almost like I used to. Boy, can I not go backwards.
Oh, wow.
This is why I finally identified what part of this torso is still way behind the game. Well, now we know. It's like, again, without blood work, you don't know. Without an aura ring, you don't know how you're sleeping.
Yep.
Without some pieces of information, you're driving in the dark. So I encourage people to empower themselves with the technology gifts that we have today. And as long as you don't let it drive you crazy and you use it for good means and good decision making. I have a problem from the two things I did. And that is I have flared up my carpal tunnel on the right hand. And so now at night, my sleep's not very good because I'm having more pain than I really would like to have.
Right.
So but that will alleviate itself with maybe some common sense.
I have a breaking news here. Former CDC director, Dr. Robert Redfield, and this may not be breaking, it says breaking, but everything's breaking nowadays, admits that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is right and that the FDA, the NIH, and the CDC are, quote, captured and, quote, can be influenced by special interest groups. So that's the former CDC director.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Robert Redfield.
Oh, former CDC.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah. And, hey, listen, they've, you know, they're open. Like human beings, when you put human beings in there that don't, and the company or the organization that they work for mm-hmm. are not securely tethered to real principles, and mm-hmm. the only principle is power or money or influence, if that's your core principles, then everything, the ends can be justified by anything, right? The means by anything. So this just shows that human beings are flawed. And if you don't have checks and balances in place, you'll wake up one day and the very world you thought was, you know, fictional is true. Corporate and government have married together and they're making decisions for us people and calling it law. That's what happened.
For the number one reason, which is profits.
Yeah,
power.
Yeah, power and control.
One of those two
I don't get money from controlling you over here, but by controlling you and funneling you into Walmarts because all the other shops are closed during time, everybody else got to close down except for Walmart or Home Depot. Well, guess who made money? That's also a way to capture power and money.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, back to you, sir.
And this is where, when I, on the remarks from the Bragg apple cider vinegar, I started going through them because I like to know that I like people to know that I actually read these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I started this past week and I started answering, you know, thank you for your kind comments, or I'd hit the thumbs up button. Well, about 40 minutes went by and I was like, what? So I scrolled the top and I didn't realize we had over 6,000 comments.
Let me tell you,
I've never I had to turn this over to Cassie, my assistant, in order to help me get through this. I've never in my whole life seen the amount of positivity and hand clapping towards what they feel is someone with scruples, with someone that makes a decision not based on profit alone, but on, well, on ethics.
Well, Bragg's is a known entity, right? So it carries a certain amount of gravitas with just the name and the branding. So if you're carrying it on your stores, it's going to help sell itself. So when you get rid of that and you replace it with a better product but a lesser known product, you run the risk of losing some money, some cash flow for yourself. And I think people look at that and go, that seems to be a stance taken off values and principles.
So I'm proud that we do operate a business that way. It's very rare that we talk about it. Yeah. All right, it is time to take a break. I've got a bunch of good information that I've accumulated over the past week that will empower you, your family, for better choices for your longevity, health, and lessening of disease. And some of these are so easy to do. I'm not talking about going out and starting to, you know, run another mile and a half every other day and do kettlebells and all this other, all that's great. But sometimes the smallest things, like I'm going to talk about yoga pants and how the chemicals in there are really devastating the female structure and maybe even some male parts of the puzzle of a body, and why we just need to make choice B instead of choice A. So it is time to take that break, and we will have that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Oh. Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my crazy partner, Clint Powell, and a couple more notes before I get into the serious notes of like where I research things. I want to talk about Learning Rx. This is something that Katie did a podcast on about a couple months ago, and it's on nutritionw.com, and you can look that up anytime. And what it is, I was clueless, but this fantastic, very well-spoken lady, Michelle Davis, is the owner of this Learning Rx here on Hamilton Place Boulevard. And when you have a thinking issue with children and adults that have to do with not clear thinking, ADD, some of the other spectrum issues that have to do with not processing information, or actually the one story was a guy who had a stroke. He was about 75 or 80, and he could not read after that, and he was an avid reader. Well, Learning Rx has a different method to teach you or your brain how to process back into a place of efficiency. Michelle says there's 9 ways that we all process information, and with those 9 ways, they evaluate which ways are not working. Again, we go back to empowering ourselves as to information. Then we create a plan. You don't create a plan, or it's not the best plan, if you create it out of lack of information. So Learning Rx, when you listen to the YouTube with Katie and Michelle, you will learn all about that. We are going to follow someone who's in the Learning Rx program, about 5 years old, and we're going to follow this month to month and give updates as to how is this child doing, because it was a very challenging situation, and we will be honest about it and say, hey, you know, this worked fantastic, this worked okay, or this actually just wasn't the fit for this person. But every month I will be giving updates, and we'll also be doing it on other platforms.
Real quick, did you say it was 9 ways we learn?
9 ways. Yeah. Did you think you had 10 ways? Or 2?
I was going to say like 2.5, yeah, and I used one of them. I didn't know. That was kind of come to shock to me. There's like apparently 8 other ways out there I should have been trying. I may have a ton of unlocked potential brain power up here that I have not even tapped into at this late stage
I'd
of my life.
It's quite possible.
Yeah, well, yeah. Look at you. You're like a life coach. Thank you. Back to you.
And also on Instagram, there's a great little videos on the Learning Rx. If you go to Nutrition World's new Instagram platform. Had a question from someone who emailed me the other day. His first name was Todd. And he asked about, he's very concerned about hair loss. I think he's in his 40s. And I go through this same scenario first with people. I say, well, we got to make sure that your hormones are not producing something called DHT, dihydrotestosterone. That is very harsh on the follicle, and it can cause follicles to weaken, and then your hair falls out and it doesn't do well. And so he was well-armed. He emailed back his testosterone levels, his DHT levels, and they were perfect. They were very low, so we could check that box off. Then I go into the second category of, we got to not put things on your hair that is going to be chemically, like sodium lauryl sulfate is actually a degreaser for jet airplanes, but it also degreases your hair. That's why people love the feel of it, but it also is very, very harsh on follicles. Get something that doesn't have it. Nutrition World, and like Trader Joe's and a lot of Whole Foods things, you can find things that don't have these harsh chemicals and start using that instead of the other. But he asked, is there anything else? I said, well, there's a product at our store called Beauty by Life Essence, and that's the one product that many people have seen better hair growth in 3 to 9 months. But the thing I made a comment was rapamycin. He asked me, he heard our radio show, actually, Clint, and he heard that I was taking rapamycin. What is rapamycin? It's an anti-aging drug that's used for transplant patients. It is one of the 5 prescriptions I had talked about on a previous show that I use. And rapamycin is amazing. You want to learn about it, you type in Dr. Peter Attia, A-T-T-I-A, rapamycin, R-A-P-A-M-Y-C-I-N. Now, rapamycin will extend the lifespan probably about 12 years in people who take somewhere between 3 and 7 milligrams. I didn't know if it helped hair growth, so I did a deep dive into that. Oh my gosh, does it help hair growth? It works on all four mechanisms of why do we not have great hair, and it helps to address those. This is all new information because the drug was really only invented for helping transplant patients not have rejects. But now we're finding out if you do it one day a week at low dosing, it can have miraculous life-serving properties to it. If you want to do rapamycin, your normal practitioner will never give it to you.
Right.
Again, they're 10 to 15 years behind. Secondly, you can go to Optimize You, and Josh Porter is very familiar. We've done one show on rapamycin between the two of us.
And if it's a good fit, he'll maybe consider it. I will say this. I'm glad Todd did not email me.
Asking you about hair growth?
Because I was, hey, man, listen, come on over to the easy side. Grab that razor. Let it go. It's beautiful. You trust me, everybody else is going to be going, don't roll the windows down. My hair. Oh, I'm on this boat ride. But give me my hat. Look at my hair. How's my hair look before we go in the building? Oh, your hair looks like you slept on it all night. Nope.
Nope, nope.
Absolutely. Nope. Just shave that bad boy off and then just roll.
I want to ask you if you have this medical condition here.
Okay. Yeah,
it's
go
called
for it.
Autosomal dominant compelling helio-ophthalmic outburst syndrome. And this is a real medical condition that about 18% of the population has. And what it is, and it's absolutely real, I'm not joking. He's got the smirk on his face like
I'm not the one smiling. You're the one trying to read and smile at the same time.
What happens is it's when people sneeze when they see bright lights. Do you sneeze when you walk into and you see bright lights? I don't.
I don't. I don't think so. No.
But science reveals that that if you do that, one, you probably have a higher level of intelligence. It's really cool. People who sneeze, obviously.
Sorry. My bad.
These lights are, we have candles in here. So.
Yeah. Any light makes me sneeze. I must be a genius. Yeah.
There you go. Well, it is so interesting.
I sneeze around you. You're very bright.
Wow. Now, that's a bright comment.
I thought that was pretty good.
Dang.
I think I'm out for the day, boys and girls. Back to you and actual real science and stuff that you've got over there.
Well, what a good medical diagnosis to have.
Yes,
really is.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't want anything I can't pronounce. I quit listening to you halfway through the name of that thing, but yeah.
Hey,
what are you doing now? You're over there thumbing through your paper. I'm like, man,
I'm not thumbing through anything. Okay. I'm completely organized.
Okay, just sure.
Hush up.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Yeah, shut your pie holes, I used to say.
Hey, look at him. He's using my words against me.
Hey, this is a theory that I've always had probably for 40 years that never had a name, never read about it, did not know if other people thought of this. But all these people I talk to, and I talk to, you know, we have 400 people a day at Nutrition
World.
I've talked my whole life about what's going on in your body? How do you feel? How do you eat? What do you do? What do you take? All those things. Right. I love it. It's one of my greatest hobbies of life. But people who say, you know what? I don't really eat a lot of meals. What I do is I snack all day.
Right.
Intuitively, that always hit me wrong to begin with. One. Two is I didn't have any evidence to say why it's not working. If your blood work's pretty good, you feel pretty good. Why would you not snack all day? And then, of course, some of the theories are, well, look at animals in the jungle. You know, they're just foraging. They're roaming around. They're doing this. That doesn't really count. So there's a thing called migrating motor complex. And what that is a digestive process that cleans the gut between meals. Never thought of it in these terms. But typically, every 1.5 to 3 hours when you're not eating, this MMC cycle, if you are eating, it leads to incomplete digestive cleansing, bacterial overgrowth, and reduced enzyme and bile secretion because the gut needs 3 hours to basically do a car wash within the gut lining. And when you don't do that without sufficient time between meals and you don't clear out undigested food, bacteria starts. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, it
you
does.
Have undigested food in a garbage can at 98 degrees in dark, moist can. It doesn't take long for bacteria to set in. And you have also reduced enzymes because the foods are sitting there and the body gets completely overwhelmed by it thinks it always has to digest. So it's always producing enzymes. This is an on and off system. And if you imagine in nature, there's no way that animals ate probably all day long. They couldn't find the food. Probably. Now, I'd say if they were monkeys and there was plenty of fruit, well, maybe they would. But I bet you they only ate for a couple hours. They took naps.
Yeah. And if you're grazing, you're not taking, you're not dumping stuff in there and then just keep dumping it on there. Like, I think if animals going around look eating leaves and stuff off plants.
Yeah.
To your point, there's also walking in between. So there's burning calories. You know, they're getting it out of their system. Mm-hmm. It's, if you're going to start comparing it to nature, nature's a pretty good system. So whatever that animal's doing, it's built to do.
Well,
because they don't have thought processes on, like, I'm going to overeat now.
I love the fact you said the word grazing, because that made me just think, well, of course, we have cattle who grazes all day long. But guess what? I don't know how many stomachs do
they have. I think of seven.
Yeah, they have.
I don't know. Let's look that up while you're doing that. I'll look it up.
Yeah. You know, we need nine things in our brain to think, and they need seven stomachs to digest. Well, of course, with seven stomachs is a whole different game book. So I love, and you know, I don't know if you know me pretty well, Clint, but when anyone comes in the store, reps, customers, well, just the other day, cake that was downstairs for a birthday that Nick had made.
Right.
And he said, you know, you want to? I said, I never eat between meals. Never do I take one bite of food between meals. I didn't know why I did that. Well, obviously, I'm now confirmed to be a genius. Because
you are. Well, you sneeze a lot. So they have one stomach, but with four compartments that operate in unison yet separately.
Oh.
So they do different things. So when the food comes in, it actually has each mini stomach has a play in the full stomach.
Cool.
Yeah. There you go.
I, again, have really devoted myself to fitness as best I can. As you're at the gym. How many mornings a week?
Three or four.
Yeah. I mean, that's all we need.
Yeah.
We don't need five and six. I'm there Monday through Friday. It just happens to be the only thing that keeps me out of the psychiatric hospital,
probably. Yeah.
But I really, then last year in the bodybuilding contest, I devoted myself to the treadmill because despite all the great lifting and all the intensity I do, there's something that still lacks if you don't do aerobic. And now Dr. Atiyah really pointed to that with what we call zone two training. Zone two training is where you are doing something like a treadmill or walking, and you can talk, but it's a strained talk. That's what you call zone two. That's what burns body fat. It's not this zone one where you walk for an hour and you listen to your phone and you listen to Clint Powell's podcast and all that.
Which you should. But
which you might fall asleep on the treadmill
maybe.
And really have a brain injury at
that
point.
I've got insurance, so it's not my fault.
And once you have that brain injury, then you go to Learning RX once you get out of the hospital, and then you can get maybe some work on that, rebuilding that brain. But as far as the study, this is pretty cool. Fast walkers, that would be zone two, guarantee you, when we talk fast walkers, may live up to 15 years longer than dawdlers. That's an old word, I would think, dawdlers.
Yeah, I've not heard that word in a long time.
Regardless of their weight, the findings suggest that physical fitness is a better index of life expectancy than body mass index. And they took 474,000 people at Leicester University, and they analyzed the data on this between 2006 and 2016. And it looked at, okay, which one of you walked briskly, which one of you walked medium, which one of you walked very slow. And slow walkers had a bleak prospect. So, again, you know, people who say, and I don't mean to be harsh with this statement, don't overdo anything, you know, and it kind of, in some people, it gives them an excuse to do very little. And it isn't a good excuse, because it is going to cause you grief because it's not working.
They're dawdlers. They're at least not lollygaggers or loafers or millabouts.
Millabouts. Well, what is a dawdler, actually? I mean, is that just a
loiter? Yeah, somebody that's lollygagging.
What's that last word you said?
A loiter.
Oh, is that a lawyer?
Loiter.
L-O-I-T-R.
Like when you're loitering. Get me for loitering. But a lollygagger. Those lollygaggers, they're not very healthy.
No, they're not.
The heck with lollygaggers.
Last piece on this segment is very important. Any of you who have flowers that you want to live for a long time, like an extra week, I'm terrible. I don't have a green thumb. I got a new plants in my house because I don't have a TV. I don't have a dog. I don't have a cat. I don't have anything. I like solitude. But I do have these plants, and I'm starting to kind of watch them. One of them's wilting. I actually sent a picture to my sister last week and said, what am I doing wrong? But if you have fresh-cut flowers and you want them to last longer, you take 1 milligram of Viagra, and you put it in the water. So all of your Viagra pills, Clint, you can cut a tiny little sliver off on the end of that blue pill, crunch it up, and put it in the flowers that you give your girlfriend, and tell her that you have given her some special flowers.
So there's a couple things. First of all, leave my girlfriend out of your mouth. That's not none of your, that's none of your business. Second of all, anything, if people are wasting that on flowers, okay.
Okay.
I guess.
Well,
who the hell cares about flowers that much?
It's 1 milligram for the flower, and it's about 75 for you. So you don't have to.
So you're just going to keep going down that road. Oh, this is fun. Yeah. This is a it's a great podcast. I mean, radio show. Let's do this more.
Well, how many milligrams do you have to take?
I don't know. I don't take it.
Oh, ooh, slam. So bam.
I don't know. It's a new chemistry to me. I don't know what this is. I thought it was a flower ingredient.
Well, sometimes with Father.
I think you should bury one, crush it up, and give a plant a full one.
Oh, I know.
Just
I
to
would.
See what happens. I bet that you walk back in.
We don't need to go there.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm ready for a commercial break. Yeah. What are you doing?
I believe it is time to take a break. Yes, when we come back, another whole chapter of very empowering, almost very empowering information. Every now and then I slip one in, like the plant thing, but that's still. It's still valuable.
Hey, plants are happy about it.
That's right. I was going to say, plants have feelings too, Clint.
Sure.
Dang. So that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Broadcasting from the Optimize You studio, I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner Clint Powell. And if he's paying attention, maybe Clint could tell people about his podcast.
What'd you say? No. You can find all my podcasts at DuringTheBreakPodcast.com. From there, you will be taken to a website or a link that actually has all of the podcasts there. Crimecast with Chattanooga Police Chief, former Chief David Roddy. Dayfire with the founder and former owner of Rock Creek Outfitters. Of By and For the People with attorney Eric Buchanan and academic researcher Matthew Durham. We also have a constitutional podcast there. Oath and Pledge with veterans John Ballinger, Eric Buchanan, and Jason Smith. It is supported by the local VA. My 5 to 9 business podcast, you will find Vital Health Radio Download, which this radio show comes out as a podcast every Tuesday. And I'm trying to think if I missed one. So I got During the Break and all the other ones. And if I missed one, if you just go to DuringTheBreakPodcast.com, you can find them all. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. You have some amazing podcasts. And again, what is a podcast? I have people occasionally still ask, what really is a podcast? To me, I heard this explanation when I didn't know what a podcast was. And It was, the example was, you're sitting at Starbucks drinking your coffee and two people come in and they're sitting next to you and they're telling this really cool story about things in their life. Mm-hmm. And one's talking and the other's responding. The other's then listening and the other's responding. And it really, you can't get away from it because it's so interesting. That's part of the podcasting platform. Mm-hmm. Some is educational, which I use constantly as far as learning how to do certain things in my life. You know, I go back to olive oil constantly because of the massive amounts of good research. One, two is my life experience, because I carry the bottle in at lunch, sometimes at supper, depends on where I'm eating, but every single day at lunch, you and I and my banker, my hopeful.
Yeah. Marshall, banker, yeah.
Well, we had lunch at Sweet Basil. Guess what was sitting on the table at lunch at Sweet Basil was my life extension olive oil. I poured on there. Do I like it? No, I don't. When was it that important to like your foods? Number one, this is fuel for your car. Number two is liking it. Number one is this going to decrease disease, make me feel better, make me look better, make me think better? Probably so. So the reason I choose Life Extension is because there's something called polyphenols, which are the active ingredients on olive oil. Just because it smells like it, tastes like it, doesn't mean it has a lot of those active ingredients. Well, this does because it burns your throat slightly and it has a strong smell. But this came out yesterday, and it was very interesting because I have wondered about, should you refrigerate olive oil? This is by a company that I pay pretty good money to every year to subscribe to get the real data from the scientific standpoint of truth and not truth. And pretty much, I'm glad that it said what it did, because I don't refrigerate my olive oil.
Yeah, I don't either.
Studies say that if you're storing olive oil for more than a year, yes, refrigeration may be helpful to preserve the quality and freshness, but it's very, very stable. That's one reason it's so healthy compared, like seed oils are stable, but they were made stable through a process of contamination and turning the oils into very harmful compounds. And what are seed oils? They're canola, safflower, vegetable oils. So the amount that's in Life Extension is phenomenal. We talked about that earlier in the show about somebody who had much better blood work after using that. And again, when you refrigerate, it gets thick.
Let me just go ahead and do my Sweet Basil story.
Yeah.
So we're taking orders.
Yes.
And here I am with this lovely lady, a friend of mine, I met her through my girlfriend. And then there's you. And the lady's taking the orders, and she's asking each of us. She goes to Ed, "What would you like?" He said something disgusting.
Chicken masaman.
Whatever. And she goes, "Dinner or lunch?" You went lunch. She goes to Marcia. She gave her order. She said, ma'am, would you like a dinner or lunch portion? She said, lunch. She came to me, and I said, what would you like? I said, the sweet and sour chicken. And she goes, would you rather have dinner or lunch? And she got out of her mouth, and I had not responded yet, and she just emphasized loudly. This is how it went. Would you like the lunch or dinner portion? Or the dinner? Never mind, dinner. And I was like, what? I looked at her. Everybody started laughing. I'm like, I mean, I know I'm fat. But what are we doing? She goes, well, I, you know, buff, old and buff was what came out of this meeting.
Yes, she did.
I'm old and buff. You know, old. I'm like, well, that's a half compliment.
It's hard to know what to respond to that.
Yeah, that was like, well, thank you, but maybe I wanted the lunch. She goes, do you want lunch? I said, no, I want the dinner portion. You nailed it.
Nailed it.
You nailed it. You nailed it. But that was a great, I hadn't eaten there in forever. Good food. Really good food.
Yes.
People drive that place all the time, and we forget. It's been there for a long time, 20-something years.
I've been eating there for as long as they've been there, but...
A friend of mine, Barbara Bowen, and her husband, who passed away, Bill, I used to meet them there. They loved that place.
It's such a quiet, and I long for quiet restaurants. For some reason, the new rule is let's play everything as loud as possible.
Have so 12 people, TVs.
Yeah, 12 TVs, so people don't feel alone and awkward. Yeah, okay.
I like alone and awkward.
I love alone and awkward.
I like awkward and not alone. I'm awkward anywhere I'm at.
You're awkward even if you're not alone or you're alone.
Absolutely. You drop me in a room. People know people. Well, there's awkwardness about to happen. I'm taking it up a notch. Yeah.
Well, I loved it. It was a great awkward moment with her when she said, and especially when she said buffed, and she didn't really know what that meant because she is from another country.
Yeah.
And she, I think there's a...
There's some racism in what you just said, but that's fine.
There's a word in that country that buff means something that you don't know what it means. I looked it up. After
you're trying.
Left.
I think you should move on now, sir.
And it was not a pretty sight, Grant. Let me tell you, not a pretty sight.
Translate. Don't tell me. I'm just going to stick in my little hallucination over here.
Are you still pretty much off of social media?
I go on now. I went on last about 3 days ago to post about a podcast, and I've gone on. I'll go on maybe. I think last. I don't have it on my phone at all, and I think last month on Facebook I was on a. If you add it all together, I was on an hour.
Wow.
For
that's
a month.
Fantastic.
So I go on for 5 minutes, I post something, a happy birthday to my friend, and I get off of it. And because it's only on my laptop, I'm not on this anymore.
A great plan.
Yeah, it is a great plan. But I will say someone introduced me to this thing called TikTok, which is the devil.
Well,
so I'm about to get rid of TikTok today. It's not as bad right now.
It's entertainment. And I learned stuff from TikTok.
I've learned so much. It's so much different than the other ones.
There is a guy on TikTok who is a pilot who analyzes why pilots die. Yeah. And he digs deeper than the government does on a plane crash. I thought the other day, and I've flown planes for 12 years, every instructor should make their students watch this. This is how good it is. A guy the other day, he had 2,800 hours of flying. I have 800. That's a pretty good amount, 800. Oh, he had 2,800. Well, he loads his plane up. The plane seats 10 people. Well, he had a big family, so he decided to load two more people who could sit in the aisleway, and he died 3 minutes later. It overloaded the plane, center of gravity. And the NTSB didn't even talk about it when they did the announcement.
Wow.
So I'm going back. The reason I ask you about your social media, this was a really good study. The British journalist named Decca Attenhead experiment with 10 teenagers who gave up their smartphones for a month. And it was so apparent that it resulted in increased energy for them, far better focus and maturity. And another study from 18 to 30 year olds found that limiting social media use to only 30 minutes daily led to reduced addiction of other things, improved their sleep, decreased stress levels, and increased satisfaction. And this was a very well put together study. What I love about this is, don't tell me I can't do it ever. I need some of this. I do. We are in that world of, I want to have some connections, and I want to know what people, who died, who's had a baby, who's doing this. And it's enjoyable. This 30 minutes a day, that's pretty darn healthy middle ground to me.
Well, I hate to say this, some of these old principles still apply to new things. This is why growing up, your parents would say, don't get off the TV. Go outside and do something. My parents helped regulate how much TV I watched.
There you go.
Same way with this. They were like, okay, you've watched enough TV. It's not that they knew anything inherent. They just knew I needed to be doing something that wasn't tied to technology.
Well,
and we don't have parents. We got to do it ourselves.
And, of course, you know, in the 60s, we didn't have to worry about the word technology.
Well, TV was new.
It was
TV and radio were to a lot of generations that are older. That was new technology then. That's why people got sucked in. They got that's when it started booming.
Yeah.
Sitcoms and people watching TV longer. Newscast went from 30 minutes to an hour and all these things. And so it was new to them. And the desire to sit and be entertained became a thing.
That was good. Yeah, sit to be and be entertained.
It used to be we would go out and entertain ourselves. Then the entertainment came to us.
Bingo.
And we became the actual product.
And then that just opened, of course, the avenue for processed foods to be served and bought so you can eat
We don't understand this. When it comes to entertainment and food, we're not buying them. We are the product. They take our attention and our food habits and sell that to advertisers. They're selling our data. We are the product to the companies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're not buying anything. We're spending our money on stuff, but they are using us and selling us to them.
Preach it, brother. Preach it. Yes, sir. There he goes. Yeah, right. Revival time. Yeah, praise Clint.
Wow,
praise
Clint. Easy. Hold on a second. Let me float. Let me levitate out of here.
All right, brother. It's time to take a break. When we come back, we have a little words of wisdom. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Optimize You. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and some other craziness. They'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune in to Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner Clint Powell, and I love to read about the Stoics and Marcus Aurelius. And one of the articles that was written just yesterday from the great little website, Stoic website, says the saying, "The obstacle is the way," was popularized by Marcus Aurelius, and that means the impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. All these are kind of quotes that I have ingested within myself over the past many years, that it really has turned my life into a far easier journey despite some of the challenges. But this powerful quote has inspired millions to do impressive things. Entrepreneurs pivoting during downturns to build thriving businesses. Athletes turning injuries into remarkable comebacks. Artists transforming hardship into their finest work. And so on and on. But do you know what Marcus was really talking about when he wrote those words? It wasn't the grand story-worthy feats we often imagined. It was something far more ordinary. It had to do with dealing with people. Wow. In a sense, goes the full passage, people are our proper occupation. Our job is to do them good and put up with them. Our actions may be impeded by them, but there can be no impeding our intentions or our dispositions, because we can accommodate and adapt, and the mind adapts and converts to its own purposes the obstacle to our acting. And the impediment to action advances action, and what stands in the way becomes the way. Well, you know, he could have been talking about his stepbrother. He could have been talking about his politicians, a favor seeker, a rival who tried to kill him, his challenges with his son, his wife, or even a rude person on the street. But think about it. How often are your biggest challenges not the task themselves, but it's the colleagues, the bosses, the clients, the vendors, and strangers you interact with along the way? I certainly can say amen to that. How often is your happiness derailed not by lack of success or comfort, but by other people's actions, opinions, or what you perceive about them? How often do you get pressures from coaches and fans and the media way heavier than the actual performance? You know, the annoying coworker, the unreasonable client, the demanding coach, the selfish teammate, the family member who pushes all of your buttons, these are constant opportunities to practice virtue. Courage by standing firm in your principles, justice by treating others fairly, temperance by controlling your emotions, and wisdom by understanding and adapting to others. People are endless. People are complicated. They presented us unlimited opportunities to practice all sorts of virtue. Not always the virtue we wanted, but an opportunity nonetheless. So when other people's impede or disrupt your efforts today, remember, they're not causing problems. They're offering you opportunities. Opportunities to grow. They're not an impediment. They are the way. The obstacle is the way. Remember that. Making good on these opportunities and treating people well, it's your proper occupation. That's a tough one to remember, Clint, sometimes, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, along those same lines, not exactly, but I saw something the other day, you know, they were using the 9/11 memorial as this, mm-hmm. or the day we were remembering it was, you know, going to work that morning, someone got a flat tire. Someone had to stop in and get donuts for the group. Someone woke up 15 minutes late. The dog threw up. It slowed them down. They had to clean it up. And the whole point of that was sometimes the inconveniences of life is really just life. That's your life. And because of that, it's changing your future. So if they had been on time, they might have been in the towers. Mm. Or the day you get called out, you got sick that day and you don't go. And that's not just that, but it could be anything. How many times do I get frustrated because I'm stuck in traffic and then I don't realize that 10 miles down the road, something I've never seen happen that I was not supposed to be involved in? Does that mean God loves me any less, or, you know, nature favors me anymore? No, it just means it wasn't my turn to be part of that drama that day. And someday it will be. But to that day, instead of looking at everything as this is an inconvenience to what I think I should be doing, it's really hard, but you slow to get the perspective to go, or this is life letting me play my part in it.
Love that. Love that. Because, again, I talk a lot about, I've gotten out of the habit of generally placing bad or good on most circumstances. And the other thing is, I am also working hard at understanding that the commenter within my brain wants to create a story. What is that story? It tends to lean toward the pessimistic side of life. I think we're wired for that because through nature, we had to have that in order to probably survive. But we also didn't have a world of gut punches every hour in life back in the old days being maybe hundreds of years ago. But we do today. So it is a devastation when we see everything is bad, bad, bad. If I could just get rid of this, I would be happy. I would be satisfied. And if I have enough money, I can do that. Well, I can tell you that's not true.
Nope.
I've gone from the ups to the downs to the middle ground. I live pretty much a middle class lifestyle. I don't need anything else. I have everything I need. I now know that the money won't give me those answers.
Well, the ultimate joy is being content with less, expecting less, and providing more.
Oh, I love it. Great way to end the show. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com about 2 to 3 days after the radio show plays. We thank you for listening. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones from Nutrition World, the staff at Nutrition World, all the heroes that come there, 37 people that support us and this community, have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.